Hello. I am Ivan Decker.
And my name is Peter Carlone.
And we are not scientists.
I think the only reason we're qualified to speak is because I, and I assume you, do not care who tells us that we shouldn't be talking about it.
Oh, it was one of those, like, after-school special type mysteries.
If I was a scientist, I would hate it.
Yeah.
Which one's yes?
Yeah, whichever one makes me seem smarter.
Okay, welcome to Science Us. My name is Peter.
I'm Ivan Decker.
And basically, we're going to go through some science.
Yep.
Here's the situation, folks. We look up some stuff, and that's about the extent of our research. And then we're going to just, the two of us are going to sort it out and figure it out here, right in front of your
ears. Well, that's what research is looking stuff up. So I don't know why you're acting like...
Because...
We're not finding new information. We're not going to the laboratory. But we are reading.
We're definitely reading, but I wouldn't say that we're reading, like, I wouldn't say that I read, like, 25 articles on one topic before I start talking about it. I'm pretty sure I read, like, a quick Google fact sheet about something, and then I'm good to go at a party or at a Science Us podcast.
Yeah, we're at a very party level of knowledge.
That's a great term for it. Party knowledge.
Cocktail party level science knowledge.
And so what we're going to do here is we're going to throw a new topic at you. Do you want me to go with my one?
Yes.
The one that I've prepared for you?
Yeah, Peter has prepared a topic this week.
All right, I'm going to hit you with some science. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
You look out, Ivan?
Mm-hmm.
Ivan, you look out at the night sky.
I do sometimes, that's correct.
Okay, and you're seeing lots of stars.
Yep.
And you hear people talking about how there has to be life out there.
Yeah.
On some of those.
Yes.
Well, a physicist named Enrico Fermi felt something as well. He looked up there, he stared into the sky, and he was like, man, this is great. I agree with all these people. There's definitely got to be aliens out there. But Fermi said one more thing. Okay, then where are they? Even with our modern telescopes, we can't see too much of the universe. But some people believe that we probably should have seen some evidence, at least. Whether it be radio signals, or right now a novel way of looking for alien life right now is what we're looking for pollution. So complex things in the air of other planets that could only be made through, say, burning something or like in the same way that people would look like and find lots of CFCs or something in our air.
What are CFCs?
Chlorofluorocarbons.
Even like the Earth is surrounded by garbage. Like so many satellites.
You'd be able to spot
just, like pieces of metal just floating around that we were like, this was part of a spacecraft. And
yeah.
Then we jettisoned it. And
yeah, exactly. So we should be able
forever to
see something like that or the odd satellite pinging us back or something because we've been doing the same.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to reach much of the universe, but suffice it to say, Fermi is among many scientists who are saying, okay, well, where are they and why?
Yeah, why haven't they contacted us yet?
Exactly.
Do they, like, even communicate the same way?
Yeah.
There's obviously many, many, many theories of what extraterrestrial life would be like. And I feel like it is sort of like a comforting thing to think, like, oh, well, yeah, there's something else out there.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the atheist's god.
Totally.
Aliens.
Totally. I feel like there are people like that who are just so convinced, like, oh, yeah. But then, I mean, we can also get into the idea of, like, well, they are there and we have had contact, but it's all a government cover-up.
The government's covering it up.
They're covering it up.
The aliens said hi once. Yeah.
We're not ready for alien intervention.
You know what? I don't think we are ready for alien intervention because we can't even get over humans that look different. Like, yeah. You have two eyes. You have what? You have basically the same DNA as me, but your skin is a different color.
Yeah, we're still really hung up on that.
Imagine seeing an alien. It'd be like, you're nothing to me. Yeah. You don't register as a thing.
Your food is different than my food. I hate you and your family.
You also have a mother and a father, but I don't know. Yours are different somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's a bunch of different reasons. I want to focus on just one. Called explanation group number one.
Okay.
In this fancy article.
Okay.
Okay.
So why okay. are they and why haven't we?
They are saying that there are no signs of higher civilizations, like type 2 and 3 civilization. We can get into that. I looked it up. We're actually a type 0.7 civilization.
What's type 1?
Type 1 is
they're,
if you've harnessed
not racist?
All. You what? Not. Yeah. A type 1 civilization is pretty chill, not racist.
They've finally been like, hey, why don't we work together?
Yeah, they've stopped bombing different people's children because of war. This is a very heavy episode. This episode is getting very sad.
Well, the world's a sad place.
All right. So type 1 is they've been able to harness all the energy of their planet. So we're a type 0.7 because we're getting there.
Yeah.
And that means all the solar energy that hits it. So that doesn't count as harnessing energy from the sun. That would be a different thing. That would be like solar power in space. So we're not even type 1 yet. But there aren't any 2 and 3 type civilizations. And this is one of the explanations is because there are no higher civilizations. So we can't find them because there aren't any.
We're the first.
We're the first. Okay, well, here's how it breaks down. It's something called the Great Filter. It's a theory. You what?
The Great Filter.
Yeah. It's very coffee related. The theory.
It's a really big coffee filter.
Yeah, it's a giant coffee filter. We're basically a bunch of little...
granulates?
Granulates. Human granulates. Filtered out. The Great Filter theory says that at some point from pre-life to type 3, which means...
What are type 2 and 3 before we get...
Type 2. All right, here we go. Type 2 is if you've harnessed the energy of your sun, the thing that your planet's revolving around. So that's like if you ever watched like Star Trek or where is it Star Trek? Where they built a sphere around the sun. And so they captured every single piece of energy the sun put off.
Wow.
It's something like that. Not necessarily exactly that, but it's like you are using all of the energy
in your solar system. Basically, unlimited energy.
More or less. And so type 3...
And type 3 is you're exploring the galaxy?
Type 3 is, yeah. So if you're exploring the galaxy and you've settled on other planets and you're harnessing the energy of your entire galaxy.
And all...
Not 100%. I mean, you haven't tapped the whole thing, but you have... So it's like you're mining from asteroids, you're mining off other planets, you've got colonies everywhere. You're a type 3 civilization.
Seems pretty hard.
Yeah, well, even...
I don't think we're going to live... We don't live long enough.
Well, Carl Sagan figures we have another, like, 3.4 billion years before we get to type 3. That's crazy. From the origin of life until you hit type 3, somewhere along that spectrum, there is something called a great barrier, or the great filter, sorry.
Yeah.
And we don't know where that is or what it is, but it's the theory that there's some... kind of thing, some kind of barrier. There's probably several, but there's a big one that is just really hard to get past.
That a lot of civilizations can't make it through.
Past. Well, and then now there's three little subsections off of that. So it's like there's three options with this filter. So let's assume that that's true. Let's assume that there is a great filter somewhere.
Yes.
We need to figure out where we are on that. So option number one, we're rare, which means that the great filter is behind us.
Yeah.
So the reason we're not seeing any other bigger civilizations is because we are one of the first ones to make it past the filter. And they figure that filter could be anything from, for instance, like nuclear war. So we made it through the Cold War. Maybe that was the filter. We don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe the filter was the last big extinction event.
Like the dinosaur thing.
Like the dinosaurs. So they had theirs.
Ice Age.
And they were a type, who knows, like 0.05 level.
Yeah.
I just pulled that out of my ass, but you know what I mean.
Well, they didn't harness energy from anything.
No, and they
the
hit their filter.
That they, ate.
They hit their filter, it killed them off. That was it.
Yeah.
Maybe have made it past a great extinction event. Or maybe we have one ahead of us. So that's the other one.
Ebola.
Yeah, maybe Ebola's the one, right? Okay. The other one is that the great filter is way ahead of us. Okay? But we're still first. So everybody's racing up to this filter.
Yeah.
But we're the ones ahead of everyone else. So that's why we can't see anybody else, because we're all in the race together.
Yeah.
And we just, in this particular, you know, iteration of the universe, we
well,
just have
based
to be
on our
furthest.
Concept of time, because there could be a species that is ahead of us, but they're so far away that even if they're on their way to us,
hey, if they're this, if they're similar,
to try, like the speed of light, it's going to take billions.
Oh,
of years.
Oh yeah, if they're similar to us, we will not have heard of them. But if they're ahead of us, okay. Here's the other one though. We're screwed. That means that the filter is ahead of us, and we haven't made it there yet. So we can't see all of these other civilizations because there's a few that are way ahead of us, and we're just bacteria to them. We're just like, it does not matter. We're not making it to their
level. They won't make contact because we haven't discovered warp technology.
Yeah, it's basically the Vulcans. We're talking first contact rules here.
Yeah.
I think we won't...
The prime directive.
It's almost like, would you really want to talk to an ant knowing what you know? If the ant was like, teach me your ways, and you're like, dude, you've got maybe 4 days left to live. Like, I can't.
There's no point.
There's no point in me talking to you because you're just not going to hack it.
Because you have figured out how to make your species advance, that doesn't mean you know how to train other species to get there.
Yeah.
Like, you could let them, they could let us study them, but like, even, like, what? How are we even going to figure it out? Like, we don't know what we're doing. Yeah. We'd be like, hey, cool ship. Can we use it to kill each other? No, that's not the point at all.
You guys aren't supposed to kill people with it. I feel like that exactly would happen. What if we met aliens, right?
We'd try to put a price on it. Donald Trump would get involved.
Oh, and then they'd be like, who is this embarrassing human you have? And we'd be like, I know, we know. Can you guys just pretend he wasn't the first one to talk
What's
to you guys?
What's going on with his hair?
Yeah.
He's in charge of people?
What are these things he made us sign? Oh, God, contracts. Listen, we got a thing to explain to you.
Yeah. They're release forms so he can have sole proprietorship of your likeness on television.
What is a release form, human? What is a non-disclosure agreement?
Yeah, I think it would be... We're not ready. Like, I don't think there are some humans. You know, what would be a cool place for where aliens would show. Like, if I was supposed to like tell
where
aliens,
where would they go?
Where would you want to go to discover human life in its greatest diversity?
Are you just gonna send them to a really great breakfast joint?
No, I would say aliens should arrive at Burning Man. That's where they need to go. Where it's removed from the system, like the
it's
economy.
Messed up.
It's just human beings in their bare...
Yeah, but it's basically like they would just think we were still apes. They were like, there was a bunch of them. Half the stuff they ate was food. The other half was toxic drugs.
Yeah, but there's like music and dancing. And
they lived in the desert. It was very unsustainable.
Expression. Yeah.
And then at the end, they set it all on fire.
Yeah.
They were very destructive people.
But I just think that it's an expression of our creative mind.
No, I get what you're saying.
As opposed to if they were to arrive in like a city, like New York,
they just get shot.
This is what is going on.
Yeah.
They would just do what we do to ant colonies and just pour hot metal and make a mold of it.
They'd be like, this is cool. We need to take a mold of this New York back to our museums.
And they just take it back to the museum. Just kill everybody just to have like a little mold of the buildings.
I've always thought that was so weird that we did things like that where we were just like,
yeah.
Like, who's seeing an anthill and is like, you know what I should do? Pour molten metal down. Like, that's some, like, medieval torture. That's some Game of Thrones type stuff.
Yeah, we'll
right
make
there.
A mold of the ant. It'll be really cool. It's like, yeah, but what about all the ants in there?
What about the thriving life in there?
I really respect what these ants did. I'm going to kill them to have a record of it.
Of course, maybe they did it on an empty one. I don't know what the rules are. Maybe there's rules.
Nah, because the one at Science
ethical...
World, you can see ants in the metal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are there like, pouring molten metal on animals rules? Are there ethical rules for molten metal pouring?
I don't know.
Man, I can't even say words right anymore. Molten.
Molten metal. I don't
molten
know
metal.
If insects are up there, because I don't even think we fully have...
Insects do not have rights.
Yeah.
At all.
They're not represented.
No.
No one's repping.
No.
No one's repping the ants.
What's the most, aside from humans, probably not. There's probably something more represented than us. Aside from humans, what is the most represented animal?
Dogs and cats.
Yep. I believe you.
They're really up there. And then, like...
You cannot do a lot of stuff to dogs. You get in trouble.
Yeah. And then after that, I think probably...
Horses?
I don't know if horses or cows. Which one's higher?
Horses.
Nah, they make dog food out of horses.
Well, yeah, but they don't make them, they don't make it actively out of them, like at the prime of their life.
And glue. I guess we don't really race cows. Like, but there are some horses that are treated really well because they're good at running. But, like, there's not really any cows that are like, oh, you're going to be delicious. They'll give you the best life. Maybe there is. I don't know.
Well, that's like more of a artisanal cow raising system. Back rubs every day.
Yeah.
You can't rub a cow's back. The cow wouldn't care.
Yeah, maybe it would.
It doesn't even notice it. We have these tiny little hands. It's the aliens thing. We're just too small for them.
So you think the cows are superior to us?
That's very Douglas Adams. Well, like all the dolphins just take off one day. Because turned out they were way smarter than us.
I think that octopi or octopods or octopuses.
I believe it's octopuses.
Would wish to pronounce it. I've heard octopods is something people have said.
I can't remember. There's a rule.
A ton of conflicting.
If it's a Latin word or something.
Yeah, but it's apparently it's not because of the way it's. I don't know. Anyway.
Octopuses. Yeah. What about them? What have you heard about them? They're the aliens?
I think that they're smarter than us.
Well, but what do you mean smarter than us? Like, are they a type? They're closer to a type 1 civilization?
Well, no, because like the way that humans behave is like it is such an interesting thing that we bend nature to our will, right? We're so into the idea of altering the world to suit our needs as opposed to just fitting into the system. Whereas octopods, they just kind of—I hate saying octopods.
I don't even think it's the right one.
Octopodcast. Octopi.
That's funny.
Like an octopus will just kind of be into its own thing, and they're very, very smart. Like they are—they have demonstrated complex problem-solving skills, watch and learn type things. Like they'll watch somebody, latch the cage that they're in and then know how to
get out
just by watching
but what
someone.
But consider this. Right now they're wonderful, they're at peace with nature, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
What if now pictures 7 billion of them all trying to get along, and like I'm sure at some point they're gonna decide to bend nature to their will.
Yeah.
Because like even I mean, maybe they don't, but beavers do. Other animals do. Ants do.
Yep.
So now if you have 7 billion of the, well, I mean, of octopods. Octopuses.
Octopi.
Octopies. Octopi. The...
All of these things sound wrong.
Yeah. Like, at a certain point, there's like a critical mass where now you've got to try to get along.
Yes, and I think that's one of our problems as a species, is that we... There's too many of us now.
You heard it here on Science Us for the first time.
Well, that's not...
Let there be a culling of the species.
That's not what I mean.
What do you want, Ivan? 50% of us gone?
I just want people to be cool with each other.
Yeah. And here's the thing. We can be. It's very easy.
Yeah.
But there's this pride thing. There's this competition.
We're still attached to jealousy and greed. Yeah. Like, everything in the world is set up, like, all advertising. It's all there to make you feel
you need
like,
it.
Look at these people. They have something better than you.
But we have evolution to thank for that. Because
once
we're all just trying to make our nests as pretty as possible.
To attract a mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think at a certain point, keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak...
I could have sworn, I swore to God you were going to say Kardashians. I was like, I do not know where he's going with this.
No. The idea of, you know, the expression keeping up with the Joneses is just like.
Oh, yep.
It just means like the Joneses are like the standard neighbor. They buy an RV, you got to buy an RV.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
like an old American dream type sentence. But if we were able to remove that, if we were able to do things like having an unlimited. It all basically comes back to energy. If you have an unlimited amount of energy. You can then produce, and you find a way to turn that energy into matter, so like replicators. That's sort of the whole Star Trek idea is like, yeah, you eliminate wants or needs. Anything you want, you can have. You can make it a replicator.
It's not so much eliminating wants or needs, but creating abundance. So like your wants and needs aren't things that you care about anymore. Because you're like, yeah, I need food right now. Done. Food. I have it. Done. Okay, next thing.
Yeah.
Exploring the universe.
I mean, obviously there are still going to be like sociopaths and people who...
Yeah, but there always were people as well, and there always will be.
Yeah, and I think that's the other thing that people kind of... A lot of the like, you know, people that are even further than me into the idea of like, why can't we all just be peaceful?
Let's just all chill,
because there's always going to be assholes. Because there have always been assholes. It's the reason why like martial arts is invented, like training people to fight. Because there's going to be a dickhead out there that's going to want to mess with you. Take your stuff.
So as long as we can just like work together to stop the dickheads, maybe we could make it.
Or have like an early warning system, like a minority report, but of just someone's going to be a dickhead.
So wait, you want minority report to be a thing in all of its like Brave New World, whatever, 1984 glory, but you want it just for dickheads.
Just for people that are like that guy who wouldn't give up his seat on the bus.
I just have this image in my head.
I want a computer to go back in time and make it so that guy was never born. But then also there's the question of like, well, what if that asshole cured cancer?
But you've done dick things too. Like at some point you would have been minority reported out.
No, I'm a very compassionate man.
Yeah, but not even knowing it. Like you don't get a door for somebody and then that person just has you
pre-murdered. I mean like premeditated being a dick to somebody on purpose. Stranger.
I have this image in my head. Like, you know, Minority Report, right?
Yeah.
Like the was it all ladies or was it guys and girls? It was just like these weird
people.
Yeah, the naked people lying in the water who would like gasp and then spit out a premonition.
Yeah.
So I just have an image of one of them lying and they're like, little Jimmy will trip Stephanie on purpose, and then Tom Cruise has to go and stop Jimmy from tripping Stephanie at the park.
Yeah. See, things like that. I don't know. I just wish that... I think that's what's going to get us to, like, a type 1 civilization. Forget, like, energy or, like, what we're doing physically. It's about our point of view, how we see other people. When we start to think of each other as brothers and sisters, family, as a community, instead of, like... Like, there's not a lot of outward threats to humans... Aside from, of course, the ones that we manufacture, like diseases, robots,
climate
things like
stuff.
That. Climate stuff. We're not going out every day and afraid of bears or whatever and then coming back to our like group of humans and being like, oh, yeah. That's why I think like all these apocalypse things are always so... Or if there were aliens, for example, it would probably give us that sort of sense of community again where we were able to just be like, everything is nuts out there. I'm so glad I have other people that are just like me to talk to and to be around.
People who are listening, this conversation that we're having is the exact same conversation that resulted in the blockbuster hit Independence Day. Because that is what happened, right? They came to Earth and then everybody came. And it wasn't our independence.
Yeah.
America, it was the world's Independence Day.
Put aside our petty differences.
My favorite part about that movie is that when the aliens are attacking and they finally come up with what to do, it just shows a montage of all these different like caricatures of other cultures.
Oh, so funny.
Who are like, oh, the Americans have figured out what to do. Thanks, America.
Yeah.
So it's like the British.
Oh, nobody else thought to shoot a missile into the obvious power core that's open? But first,
nobody else decided to.
The guy had to put the Windows 95 virus to take the shields down. Yeah. That was the most important.
And then hit those laser parts.
Yeah.
With the missile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hit the not the laser parts, the cannon, whatever the big central cannon is. Which also, I mean, that's classic movie mistake right there. You'd think that's like if a tank, like a modern armor, like a whatever, a U.S. military tank, had an exhaust port near their main gun. Yeah. It's like the main gun also happened to be the thing that could blow up the whole tank.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure is definitely not true.
Yeah.
Like, I think you could wreck the tank's main gun.
Well, it's
but
like
you
the same with...
You couldn't cause the entire tank to blow up
By
shooting the barrel.
Exactly. Like, the ship design is always so, like, oh, well, they put everything that's vital in the middle, and then it's a saucer coming out of that.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, in the...
You'd think they would have some weird, like, extra guns that can do just as much damage, or if not, a little bit less.
Yeah, or just have the power core further away. Like, not have a complete opening. I mean, I guess they thought that they had the shield. They wouldn't expect that...
But, you know, honestly, they were just a measly type 2 civilization. They weren't even 3s, you know?
Yeah. They didn't even know how to harness the energy of their planet. No, they were going to other planets to take their energy. And then Brent Spiner figured it all out.
Oh, Data to the rescue.
The movie with the rope, what's that? Robert Rodriguez, or not Robert, Guillermo del Toro did the movie with the robots punching aliens.
Pacific Rim?
Pacific Rim.
Like the greatest movie ever?
Yeah, it's fantastic, but my whole thing with those robots is like, why did you put the people in the head? You couldn't have put the people in the middle of the chest?
Or more to that point, we already have the technology not to put people in the death machines. Why aren't they just piloting the death machines from somewhere else?
Yeah, exactly. Just have robots piloted.
And then you say, well, we wouldn't have had a connection to them. It's like, yeah, you did. You had a connection to them the whole time. Yeah, you were monitoring them.
They were talking to you. Yeah, it's not. It's got to be in real time. No, it doesn't.
I think it's not as heroic, though, when you have, like, a row of 10 overweight people with coffee on their desk. Just piloting murder machines.
Yeah,
like you want like two pretty sexy looking people strapped into cool machines, like piloting
sexy.
It.
Sexy people is very important.
What?
That's why we're never gonna make it to type 2. Cause we're all trying to screw each other.
Make sexier people. What do you think about this filter thing? Like, I think if we were to conclude,
have we gotten there? Well, I don't think we've gotten there.
What if we were to conclude this science? Us. I mean, I don't know if we're running out of time or not, but
no, I think we got time.
Okay. But I'm just thinking if we wanted to move towards a conclusion, we got to figure out what we need here. Do you think the great filter is behind us? Okay. Ahead of us and we're screwed.
Or ahead of us and we're going
to
make it.
Or ahead of us and we're just happen to be the first ones in the race.
I think that it is.
And why? Scientist Ivan Decker.
I feel like you're onto something with the Cold War. That seems like a difficult thing to get past.
Well, because it's like as soon as a civilization, aliens or us, figures out how powerful splitting atoms are we in the middle of needing to kill a bunch of us? Like, do we have, you know, if let's say a random civilization of aliens. The Ivanese, a planet full of people that look much like you.
Oh, man. Sounds like a handsome, sexy planet.
Very handsome, sexy planet.
Send me there.
But...
Oh, you mean the Garden of Eden. Gazingo.
Oh, hey. There we are. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, that is your least favorite joke that I do.
That's a pretty good
game. You hate that gig.
It's starting to...
it's growing on you. It's
starting to grow on me.
In the same way.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about aliens and the great filter.
So here's my thing. You got a planet full of people, right? Mm-hmm. They look like you. They're not human. Don't worry about it. Yeah. And they've just discovered how to blow up an atom or split an atom and release the energy.
Yeah.
But they happen to be in a pretty big war. Well, energy equals possible damage.
Yeah.
So you figure out, okay, well, we got to do this. And that's what humans almost did. We were in the middle of World War II when we came up.
The Cuban Missile Crisis. That was the...
Yeah, that was as close as we came. Maybe that was our filter.
That was it. The finger was on the button and then, you know, good guy JFK.
Is that what happened? JFK?
I don't know.
He stopped it.
He didn't press the button.
Good on him. Hey, yeah. JFK, listen.
I think
JFK,
that's why they shot him. He was probably supposed to press it. Now we're just it's a conspiracy podcast.
JFK, if you're listening,
without
if
any
you're just
evidence.
Tuning in, JFK, I just a heartfelt thank you from the Science Us team.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for not blowing up our parents. We're pretty happy that we're here.
I think that like the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Cold War was the only time. Because you know how everybody whinges on, especially our age, on the bus or at parties, mm-hmm. is like talking about how the world's like just going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, it's
we're
getting
all screwed.
Bad.
Sure, it's not great, but I think the only time when people were really allowed to say that and mean it was probably during the Cuban Missile. Because like you couldn't argue with them. You're like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
we regularly run drills for nuclear fallout.
Yeah.
This planet might be ending soon. You're absolutely... Because right now it's like, I mean...
Yeah.
Nobody's planning on nuking
us. Doomsday devices, like you could end. We have the capability to end the world.
Yeah,
if we wanted to. There's enough missiles and nuclear weapons to destroy the entire planet.
Yeah,
but we don't. So that's something to say for that.
I like that you just spun it into a positive. Just give it a quick spin on its way down.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
But we're not doing it.
We could, and we don't. So that means that we're doing okay.
Do you ever think that aliens, like maybe type 2 civilizations, they're good at hiding, and they show up, they take a look at the planet, and they're like, okay, these guys look pretty cool. Like, they've got some neat ideas. They're still burning oil, and that's a bit bad, but, we can see that they're trying.
Yeah.
And then they give it another scan, and then they see the, like, tens of thousands of nuclear devices just buried all over the planet. And they're like,
yeah,
you guys, we got to get out of here. This whole thing might explode at any second.
Totally, yeah.
Like, do you ever think we just look super dangerous to other aliens?
Totally, yeah, because our planet is, if you look at it objectively, probably looks like a hornet's nest that's, like, just ready to blow.
And we keep poking at each other. We have, it's just, like, this powder keg, but it's a powder keg full of, like, really angry...
Yeah. It's a powder keg full of wasps.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you for helping me finish that metaphor that was falling all over itself.
It's a waspy powder keg that, yeah, maybe the...
And the wasps each have little pieces of flint taped to them. So they're like, they fly and they attack each other and they're rubbing and little sparks are coming.
Fires. Yeah. And it's all, there's also poison gas in there. Why not?
But it's not killing the wasps. It's just pissing them off.
That's the reason why aliens don't want to contact us. Because they're like, this is such a volatile...
Yeah.
System.
I mean, sure, it was way worse in the 40s, but, you know,
it wasn't
a lot better.
Because everything wasn't on a global scale.
Well, that's World War II. I mean, when we're nuking Japan and stuff, I'm pretty sure aliens would have been like, oh, boy.
But it still, like, took a while for the plane.
They flattened a city.
Now, because of the speed at which information travels and all that stuff, like, we could destroy the world in a day, right? Like, it would take no time. Whereas, like, back in the medieval times, like the planet, everybody was so separated from each other. Now the world is just so small because of the speed that we can communicate.
So let me get this straight, though. Like, you're thinking the things are even more dangerous now.
Yeah, totally.
See, I gotta disagree with you.
You think they're less dangerous? Why?
I think we're living in a more very peaceful time, but that we hear about it all the time because of what you said, the global thing.
Yeah, that's true. I bet you there's more reports of violence, but there's actually less
in the
violence
50s,
happening.
Well, because I think even in the U.S., violent crime is on the decline ever since 1995. Yeah. So it's like, if you're alive today, we heard about an unarmed black teenager getting shot in Ferguson. If we were alive in the 50s, first of all, we wouldn't have cared that much. Because we would have been even more racist, and we'd have been like, well, I don't know, it's a black guy. He probably did something wrong.
I don't know what all this we talk is. Lump me in with your racist
and second of
tirade,
all,
Bill O'Reilly.
And second of all, oh, I just got. And second of all, we wouldn't have heard about it anyway, because nobody would have reported to us, because us in our little, like, town of Vancouver, British Columbia. We don't even know what Ferguson is. We're like, I don't know where that place is.
Yeah, totally.
So, I mean, it seems very scary and sad, but I believe that it's safer because we don't have, like you said, we have the ability to, but so did we in the Cuban Missile Crisis, but we just don't have...
That wasn't in the 40s. It was in the 70s.
No, I mean, I'm jumping around a bit here, but in the 40s, we were developing them, so that was a pretty rough time in the whole World War II thing. But in the Cuban Missile Crisis, we had people, fingers on buttons, thinking about doing it.
Yeah.
Right now, that would be... I think
there's people thinking about it. Like,
I'm being optimistic, but I don't...
organizations, they want to destroy the Western
world. But the terrorists have, you know, some dirty bombs or access to... But they don't have, like, 4,000 nuclear warheads like the U.S. was thinking of using.
Yeah. Well, they really wanted to. I mean, they had them. Like, when you look at the human race and you see people in charge behaving like an 8-year-old with a new toy.
Oh, boy.
We're not ready for intelligent life.
That's why these type 2 these aliens are not looking for us. If they are out there, they are definitely staying quiet.
Trying as hard as they can to avoid us.
I wonder, too, if it's not even just, like, violence is the obvious one, but I also wonder if they look at the stuff we know and do, and it's like, oh, boy, and, like, they're laughing at us. Like, you guys. They still don't even know what to do about cancer. You know, it's like, let's leave them alone for a bit.
They're still eating poison on purpose.
They still, yeah.
every night. Guys, they go and drink poison. Yeah.
Watch what they do. Watch what they're doing with all this. What are they doing? They're leaving that out there. Don't they know it's going to go moldy and ferment?
Yeah.
Watch. Is he drinking it? Yeah, he's Gorvlax, check this out.
Yeah.
He's drinking it.
He's too uncomfortable to talk to a member of the opposite sex to have a mate, so they poison their brains until their inhibitions are gone. And then they make children that they don't want, and then those children grow up to kill them. Isn't this a ridiculous place?
I think maybe we haven't heard of aliens because they don't want to interfere, and it's the funniest shit they've ever seen.
Yeah, humans are just like the cosmic joke.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
all watching us being like, look at these ridiculous things.
You know what? That would, in like the same way that Independence Day works, that would unify us more as a people. If we all found out that we were the kid that everybody was making fun of.
We're like just the joke.
We're the blonde joke of the entire universe.
Exactly. We are the crappy rival town. Like, you know how like everybody makes fun of like the Surrey or whatever, the Valley. We're the valley of the universe.
Hey.
Just like the dumb people that don't know what to do.
Hey, Gorvlon. How many humans does it take to screw in a flip tax? They don't even know what that is.
You made a new word for light bulb.
But you knew it was a light bulb still.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Of course. Because you almost said light bulb.
That joke would have been so much cleaner had I just said light bulb. But I was trying so hard to make it a cool story.
To make it alien-y.
But the problem is the rest of it was still English. And it still had to be screwed in.
Yeah.
Oh, that joke did not work.
How many humans does it take to exchange a Glorvlon relay?
I don't know, Simplax. How many?
2 billion to shoot each other with missiles.
They still use missiles.
If only they put any of the effort into saving each other that they did into killing each other.
Okay, here's my next science us question related to this all. Do you think that we, as a people, as a planet, to aliens, do you think that we are more hilarious to aliens or terrifyingly, like, violent to aliens?
I think we're like a mix. We're like a dark comedy. We are like the Royal Tenenbaums of the universe.
We're Killer Joe. That's an obscure reference. It was a good movie, though. It was a Matthew McConaughey movie.
I heard of it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's a...
very dark, very violent.
It's just a ridiculous thing. I'm sure that they all laugh at us.
But in, like, a sad way.
But also, like, maybe aliens don't have a sense of humor.
Or maybe they're not all that different from us. Like, it's like... what the first aliens we meet, the second thing they do, aside from like meeting us and waving and trying our weird food and then talking about their ways.
No, let's be honest, Peter. The first thing we would both try to do is have sex with each other.
Both delegates would be like, we kind of have to.
Just like, what do you guys do for pleasure? You put that thing in things?
What do you, yeah. All okay. right, let me try. Where's the sweet spot to poke ya?
Yeah.
Right here? All right, I'm going to poke ya. You touch this bit. This is my favorite bit.
Yeah.
So they'll do that for about an hour. I wonder if the second thing aliens will do is like come up with an arms deal. Be like, man, I love this like hurling lead at each other thing. Can we buy like a ton of those?
Yeah.
We got a real problem back on our planet with the green ones.
Yeah.
Like, oh no.
No, no, the new aliens are racist.
The new aliens are racist.
They're just coming here to, like, try to find a way to enslave their people more.
Oh, boy. And they're like, man, do you guys have some great ideas.
You guys are great
at
racism.
No, don't look in that closet. We're pretty embarrassed about that old stuff.
Whoa, you just rounded up the races? That's a great idea.
How did they go along with it? You forced them? This is the best.
You just took away their food? Why didn't we think of that? They're just, like, not malicious enough?
Oh, we accidentally... yeah, they just want to learn how to be nastier.
We teach every alien how to be terrible. We just,
oh,
like,
God.
Bring the idea of power struggles into the universe. Like, every alien species out there is just cooperating and being great.
Yeah.
And then we're just, like, side-dealing. Like, you know, you guys could be more powerful than the Glorflons if you wanted to.
Yeah, but the Glorflons... I don't know. The Glorflons are the ones who are in charge. I like it that way.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You could just kill them.
Oh, what? You mean if we killed the Gorflons,
and we can have all of their stuff. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, the reason why we haven't destroyed the world yet is because we're moving on to something greater. We're going
to destroy
the universe.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. People who are listening, I promise you we're not high, but this is my thought now. What if humans are the great filter? So we have to get to a type 2 civilization, and then we're just going to start running around giving lesser aliens Ebola and bombing them. Because we're going to find a planet full of animals that are well on their way to becoming what we are.
Oh, I hope they're delicious.
But that's exactly the problem, is we're going to find them. They won't be able to communicate with us, and they won't appear to have cities or anything. So we'll be like, oh, fuck it. Let's just set up. Sorry. F word it. Let's just set up some shop. Let's just go and build some cities on their planet.
Yeah.
And then now we get them sick. Now we hunt a bunch of them.
Yeah.
We might be the great filter.
Yeah, like Brave just New World style.
Going from planet to planet, eating all the animals.
We are the aliens from Independence Day.
What if we're the aliens from Independence Day? Or Mars Attacks?
Yeah.
Our brains just get to that size at some point. Man, we're good at killing people. We're probably going to be great at killing aliens.
Yeah, what if we just, become the most powerful species?
Oh, I don't want to. I want to be well in the middle so that we can't screw up anything else.
We just become the ultimate species in the universe.
We always talk about, oh, man, would we ever have a problem with our egos. We already think we're pretty great.
Yeah.
If we found out we were the best thing in the universe.
Oh, man. We're giants. Everything else is really tiny.
We'd never hear the end of it.
We are the biggest living species to achieve interstellar travel.
Oh, boy, we would wreck stuff so fast.
But that's also another thing, is looking at it on a scale perspective. Maybe there are aliens, maybe they're moving around, but maybe they're really tiny.
Well, that's the thing, and we should even include the link to this Wicked article on the podcast maybe or something, so people could read up on this. Because what I gave you was only one explanation group, which had a bunch of stuff within it.
I'll tweet it out.
Yeah, for sure, because there's a bunch more stuff that people think. One of them is that there are civilizations, but they're hiding. Or there's all our civilizations around us, but that we are too primitive to even perceive them.
Yeah.
So it's like they're just like not even a thing.
They're made of energy.
Yeah.
They're not tangible.
And then the other thing, of course, at the end of the day is we are so, time is so much bigger than we think it is. Like, we've been around for nothing.
Yeah.
We've been around for in any meaningful way, humans have been around for maybe 10,000 years.
Yeah, it goes back to the robot, what we were talking about, where humans are just like trees. Like, everything just moves so fast around us. And we're just these slow, aging,
whatever. I kind of think we're the parents of the first type 1 and type 2 civilization, which will be artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Like super efficient computer brains. That honor us, that we're like, oh, I love those humans because they made us exist. But we don't need them anymore because they die and they're fleshy.
So, yeah, they're so made of organic material that breaks down.
Yeah.
We all just put our brains into, we find a way to download our consciousness into a robot.
And that's it. I'd be so happy.
And now I'm just a robot. I don't have to eat. I don't have to sleep. I do nothing but think of you. Whoever you are out there.
I was headed back from a gig.
Future Robo Soulmate.
Yeah. I love it. I was headed back from a gig in Toronto. I was on the plane. This is yesterday. And I watched RoboCop, the new one. Not an amazing movie, but there's some really cool ideas.
Why did they save his goddamn hand?
I've seen it. They saved his hand because so he could touch.
No reason.
But he wanted to touch.
He didn't have feeling in the other hand? How did he know he was holding his gun or not?
Okay, but the thing I wanted to mention is,
give him a glove at least. It was a bare hand out there. There's guns going off.
I think he had a glove or something, didn't
he? No, it was a gauntlet? Bare hand sticking out of a robot. Pinching hazards all over the place.
I also I don't understand why when his visor came down, it left his mouth and nose wide open, because it was like that. You don't need that part to be exposed.
Yeah, he still had lungs.
Yeah, but you don't need that part to be exposed when you're covering your eyes.
Yeah.
Why don't you just cover that with a smoke mask or something?
I know. Have a little mask that
comes up. So it's a nice completely sealed off. You know, like how we did it in the medieval days. Better
a gorget?
Better protect my jaw area.
Yeah.
The thing I use for eating and talking.
Nobody ever shoots him in the mouth.
Nobody did.
That's the classic
Nobody
RoboCop.
Did in the movie. Anyway, the thing I wanted to bring up was when he first realizes that he's mostly robot, and by extension, probably going to live a super long time.
Yeah.
He's horrified, and he's sad, and he begs to be killed. And that was like the most dishonest part of the movie to me. Because like if I had been in a huge car accident, first of all, I'd know that I'm screwed. I'd be like, oh boy, I am definitely not coming out of this thing any good.
Yeah.
I'm definitely coming out in like four wheelchairs.
And then you wake up in China.
And you wake up and you find out that you're this massive robot. How are you telling me he wasn't crazy stoked right off the bat? Like if I saw that I was a giant kill robot, I'd be like, oh yeah, this is great. Thank you very much. Can
Finally.
I have another arm? Let's do
Finally.
This. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Hey, get rid of this hand. It just reminds me of my human weakness.
Can we just chop that off? Cover my face with more LEDs. I want to, like, be blinking a lot.
Yeah. Can you replace this hand with just a gun? I'll just take a gun instead of this hand. I don't need a hand. What, am I going to put food in my mouth?
But
nope,
like,
don't need to do that.
I mean, I agree. We're going to put ourselves in these robots. Then we're going to stop needing to eat all the animals that are alive around us.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to become a first and second tier civilization.
Yeah.
Or, and then take our rightful place in the universe as the great filter and go around killing everything
finally.
Else. Oh my goodness. That's a cool thought. What if we are the great filter?
So that's our conclusion. We are we're destined to become
that
the
is
great
you know
filter.
What? Yep. I talked completely over your conclusion. Because of how much I agreed.
Yeah.
We're the great filter.
We're the great filter. This is a little grandiose and very human of us.
Can we just
to think this way?
That's true. I just earlier was talking about how upset I would be if like our egos, if we found out we were the most advanced. And now I've in the same sentence, I've called ourselves the best and most dangerous things alive.
That is... it was like, you know, it's the thing on Star Trek where they talk about how we're so unique in the sense that we are never satisfied.
Yeah.
That is the main human condition, is that we have the imagination to look beyond what we currently have.
Yeah.
And strive for something more. And that is what is going to carry us. We're an unstoppable force.
Unless the
great filter happens and kills us all.
Now I'm like, sure, it's a grandiose idea and we have no idea what we're talking about. But I think, I agree. I think we're because of that insatiable, like, constant need for things and to consume, I think we are the aliens from Independence Day.
Yeah, and it's unlike, until we meet a species with a similar set of
Which will
goals,
be horrifying as well.
Yeah.
Because they'll plant flags on our planet while we're trying to plant flags on theirs.
Yeah, because then it's two unstoppable forces hitting each other.
And you know what they say about when two unstoppable forces hit each other?
Well, it's an unstoppable force and an immovable object.
No,
but
no,
same
but
thing.
When there's two forces that are unstoppable and they hit each other, you know what they say about that,
They
huh?
get real sexy.
I was desperately trying to think of what that would be, what movie that would be a tagline for.
What, two unstoppable forces?
Meeting each other. That's like
meeting
Rocky
each other
three.
When Harry met Sally.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's just a regular unstoppable man. She's an unstoppable girl.
I'll have what they're both having together. Movie.
Movie of the summer. Coming soon.
That should be how movies are advertised.
Yep.
So we've reached our conclusion. What are we doing here? Have we filled people with science?
I believe so. I think that's it for this week, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope you enjoyed some alien thought.
I hope you enjoyed... This was a heavy one.
It was pretty heavy.
And we got heavy.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's not always hilarious. I know this is a...
In fact, it rarely is.
...comedy podcast. It's not really that funny.
No.
We should just log it in. There's just no section in the iTunes for incorrect science.
No. You know what we are? We are a type 2 podcast. That's
Definitely.
What we are.
Type 0.5.
Type 0.5. 0.05.
But 5 stars on your iTunes. Please review our podcast.
Oh, yeah. Review it, you guys.
If you have questions, you can email them to scienceuspodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @scienceuspod. And you can also follow Peter Carlone at Peter Carlone or Ivan Decker at Ivan Decker.
Do it. And if you do have questions for, like, please don't email questions like, can you please stop? Or what's wrong with you?
We'll do an episode on that. Why not? thank you so much for listening. And please tell your friends. We'd love to have more people listening to this because we really like doing it. All right, guys. That is it for this week. Thank you so much.
Science.
Goodbye.